hydraulics, Fudge Man. Why are you retiring?
I can't face it anymore, Throbin. It's just too sick. The world has become one big cesspool. And I've been trying to do it. I've been trying to save the Bombays of America, but it's just a losing cause. And so I've put in my papers to retire.
Well, tell me gerbils, Fudge Man. I didn't think you were serious, but just in case you were, I've organized the Fudge Man Retirement Party. And I have numerous guests that'll be making little good luck speeches.
All right, thank you. I've already filled out my forms for my AARP kind. I guess all that awaits me now is quiet years and retirement.
That's right, Fudge Man. If that's what you want, that's what you're going to have. All right. To wish you well is Brown Eye Winkle.
Itty bitty chilly weenie, my Bombays are about to sleep. And when Throbin seeps around the house, he seeps around the house.
That's disgusting.
Sorry.
Fudge Man, this is your retirement party. At least you can show a little respect. Our next guest is Pee Wee Squirmin.
Hey, Fudge Man, now that you're retiring, you can sit in front of me at the movies.
The last thing I need is to be like JFK and Abe Lincoln, shot in the back of the head.
Fudge Man, you're feisty on your retirement party, though. Relax. Show a little respect. Our next guest is George's Bush.
Hanging up the cape, taking off the utility belt, getting ready for a little R&R. Who knows if you practice with your putter, Fudge Man. Maybe sometime you and I can play around, if you know what I mean. And I'm not talking golf.
Good God, Throbin, don't tell me he's gone round the bend, too. Then again, I've seen Babs Bush, and I think I'd rather give a snarling than eat that thing myself.
Fudge Man, will you stop that? Here's a special one from TV Gone By. It's the Beaver!
Hey, Fudge Man, just because a guy shares a bedroom with another guy, and they have matching pajamas, and one of the guy's name is nicknamed Court, it doesn't mean he's creepy or anything, does it? Oh, well, good luck with your retirement stuff.
Thank you, young Beaver. Beaver, had you ever thought a life of crime fighting? Throbin's getting a little old, and, well, I was just thinking that maybe...
Fudge Man, how dare you make a play at another chicken? All right, here's another guest on your retirement party to wish you well. It's Arching in the Bunker.
Jeez, meathead, would you, huh? You little cape crusader, would you get the hell out of here? Jeez, would you?
Well, I guess I can't leave soon enough for him. How about Popeye the Gaoler Man?
Scootledy, scootledy, scootledoy. Oh, the rest of the manly men on the ship are going to miss you out at sea.
Hey, take a hike. Don't tell me this guy. I never liked him when he had his own show, and now here he is at my retirement party. It's Homo Pyle.
Yolly! Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Hey, Fudge Man, I know this is kind of weird, but I was wondering if I could stick my finger inside your belly button for your retirement.
Well, that's real nice. That's a fitting end to my illustrious career, and all right, an odd request, but go ahead if you want. Go ahead. Oh, my God.
Hey, wait a second. That's not my belly button.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. That ain't my finger.
Will Fudge Man really retire? Will Fudge Man actually be taken against his will up on the dais by Homo Pyle? Will he be chewing a fan belt? Tune in again for another thrilling episode of the most outrageous crime fight in the world has ever been.